we're very disappointed with this token increase that the government has given. We don't expect this to change anyone's life, really, more particularly those who live in extreme poverty. The poverty line, according to the Ministry of Poverty Alleviation, is around $202 a week. And the new minimum wage would only take the worker to $117 a week. So, you know, we're almost well below the poverty line. And this does nothing to, you know, get people out of poverty in this country. In fact, it perpetually makes them stay in poverty with such a minimum wage.
Although if the government raised the minimum wage to a level which would bring people up to the poverty line, might that not mean that a lot of the really low-paid jobs just disappear entirely? That's always an argument when raising the minimum wage, that some people won't be able to afford to hire people at much higher wages.
Well, we certainly can have some mechanism in place where people who don't have the ability to pay could seek some form of exemption to pay a lower wage. But there are many employers in this country who can afford to pay the minimum wage, a decent minimum wage, but they don't. So we don't believe that, you know, some of these big fellas should hide behind the small fella and all of a sudden advocate for them to say that they can't pay.
The government says that this new national minimum wage applies to all workers in the informal sectors, and that's things like housegirls, caregivers, backyard garage workers and so forth. It's very hard to apply these sort of new standards to the informal sector. By its very nature, a lot of it is cash under the table, and people might actually get away with paying even less than the national minimum wage.
Well, the reality is that many employers, particularly informal sector and the formal sector, pay below the minimum national minimum wage, as low as it is. And there is absolutely no enforcement of these laws that we've seen by the Ministry of Labour here. And let me also say that, you know, while the government has set the minimum wage at 268, it continues to have this national employment center where new school leavers could go and work as attachees at $60 a week, which is even much lesser than the minimum wage. And this is something that has been exploited by many employers in Fiji.
Well, let me put you on the spot and ask you what you think the national minimum wage ought to be.
Well, the Fiji Trade Union Congress had campaigned for a $4 minimum wage an hour. This would basically take people up to the poverty line, not beyond it. And what we recommended was an annual review of the minimum wage so that we ensure that the minimum wage stays above the poverty line.
The government says, look, this is the third time it's raised the national minimum wage between 2013 and now. It may not be much, but at least they're moving in the right direction, aren't they?
Well, they are moving in the right direction, but very slowly. And as I've said, you know, you're condemning people to poverty with this minimum wage. So, you know, we believe the government needs to get its priorities right and address this issue if they are committed to getting people out of poverty in this country, which they always claim to want to do.